You're listening to the Americans for Truth Hour with your host, Peter LaBarbera. Each week, you'll hear compelling interviews with everyday heroes on the front lines of the culture war. People who put faith and truth above the lies of political correctness. Americans for Truth Hour will help you to stay informed and engaged on the side of life, marriage, and the God-ordained family. Please stand with us as we work to make America, in the words of President Ronald Reagan, a shining city on the hill, and once again, one nation under God. And now, here's Peter LaBarbera.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Americans for Truth Hour. I'm Peter LaBarbera, president of Americans for Truth about homosexuality. We are a single-issue organization devoted to opposing the powerful and well-funded and very intolerant homosexual, bisexual, transsexual lobby. And today, we're going to go back to part two. I know some of you have been waiting for it a long time, of our interview with Chaps Klingenschmidt, who's just an amazing guy. Is a testimony of what one person can do in this country, and that's what's great about America. We have the freedom still to do an awful lot of good, and that's what Chaps has devoted his life to doing. Chaps, as you will remember, we pre-recorded his show aired on Christmas Day in 2010, and we have him back for the long-awaited part two. Welcome, Chaps.
God bless you, Peter, and God bless your listeners in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for waiting so long, Chaps. I know we were going to try to do this last week, and I knew we were going to get around to it. I didn't think it'd take this long, but thanks for your patience, and thanks for all the work that you do. Chaps' group is Pray in Jesus' Name. You can find it at prayinjesusname.org. You can find the first part of the interview either on Chaps' website or go to the americansfortruth.com, and you can click on the Americans for Truth Hour icon on the right side, and it'll come up. There'll be all our interviews. They're all archived on the website. Also in the studio with me is John McCartney, who is Americans for Truth's a research analyst. John, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming, John. And John is also a Marine vet who served in Korea. He actually bears the scars of serving in the Korean War. And our heartfelt thanks to all veterans. It's the greatest price you can pay for living in this great country, the United States of America. And Chaps, let me briefly read your bio, and then I want to read something from a homosexual militant, and I want to get you respond to sort of reintroduce you to our listeners. Chaps Klingenschmidt is a PhD theology candidate. He's an Air Force Academy graduate, and he's a former U.S. Navy chaplain who made national headlines and was vindicated by Congress after he took a stand for the rights of military chaplains to pray publicly in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, hence his group's name, prayinjesusname.org. He sacrificed his own 16-year career and a very large pension by demanding his own court-martial for the, quote, crime of worshiping in public, and thereafter inspired hundreds of thousands of people to rally behind him for the right to pray in Jesus' name. And since then, he's taken on a bunch of causes, religious liberty, standing for Jesus Christ. Chaps, I understand you got some billboards out there. Tell us about those.
Sure. Over in Kentucky, in fact, there was an atheist group, I think Kentuckians for Reason or something like that. But they posted billboards on the side of the highway, said, don't believe in God. You're not alone. So that was sort of offensive to a bunch of people. I got a call from the president of Kentucky Bible College, Louisiana Bible College, Louisville Bible College, that's it. I knew it began with an L. And together we pitched in and we bought Christian billboards on the side of the same highway that say, believe in Jesus Christ, you're definitely not alone. So we're encouraging the people who drive past those billboards to stand up for their faith, and we're directly countering the arguments of the atheist left. But that did cost us several thousand dollars, so if people are able to pitch into that billboard campaign, you can do that through prayinjesusname.org.
Yeah, and I encourage people to support Chaps' work. I was really impressed at all the hard work Chaps did on the homosexuals in the military fight, and Chaps, you were giving us daily almost updates on that situation. We're going to be talking about what to do now that the repeal, that the homosexual ban has been repealed. But chaps, real quick, you know, the Bible says a fool says in his heart there is no God. And yet, how is it that the atheists say that they're the ones embracing reason?
Well, it's entirely unreasonable to disagree with God. Since God is the one who defines truth, we need to let God rule our minds. And anywhere that God does not rule our minds, truth does not rule our minds. And anywhere that you know, the devil rules our minds, there's deception. So obviously the best thing an atheist could do if he wants to be reasonable is get the devil out of his soul and get Jesus Christ into his soul, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him.
Yeah, and it is unreasonable to behold the wondrous creation, including humanity, and then to say that there's no explanation for it, there's no creator for it. It's like it's just a bankrupt ideology. But chaps, let me read you this from this he's a pretty nasty homosexual activist. You put out a press release in which you said, chaps, you said this is after the Senate voted to repeal, don't ask, don't tell, repeal the ban on open homosexuals in the military. You issued a statement, quote, a chaplain friend of mine asked God this week, why do you allow evil to grow in America and open homosexuality to be forced upon our military? To which God answered him from Psalm 92:7. Quote, when the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is so that they shall be destroyed forever. You went on, quote, homosexual sin will always be a stench in the nostrils of Almighty God, an abomination which God condemns and shall punish with everlasting destruction. Even if the Senate had voted 100-0 to legalize sin, they could not remove God from his throne of judgment, before which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I hereby call upon the new Congress to never certify that the military is ready to implement the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and instead pass strong laws protecting the rights of Christian troops, especially chaplains, to openly speak their opinions about what the Bible calls sin. To refuse common showers, sleeping quarters, and social re-education, so-called. You put quotes around that because that's what it is. Re-education, as in the nasty kind that the left has done for years, without repercussion, guaranteeing religious freedom even outside of chapel services. And you went on. Chaps, here's how a guy, a homosexual activist named Joe Jervis, a blogger whose blog is called Joe My God, he headlined it, God's Gentle Loving People, Part 97. So he's mocking you. And he says, and then he describes related, he attempts to give a bio of you, a very skewed bio. He says, quote, Klingenschmitt was dishonorably discharged from the military after a 2000 court-martial because he attended a political protest outside the White House in his uniform. Since then, numerous press news outlets have noted Klingenschmitt's lying press releases, which say he was ejected for, quote, praying in Jesus' name. First answer that one, then I'll read the rest of it, chaps.
Well, thank you, Peter, for the opportunity to respond to people who are really just libelous and slanderous and printing outright lies about me. I really ought to find a lawyer who takes these people to court, because for the first thing, I was honorably discharged. I was not dishonorably discharged. So right there is defamation. But the second item, he says, I was not punished for praying in Jesus' name. He's going off of a blog which was posted on Americans United by my former supervisor, Chaplain Norm Holcomb, who went after my vindication by Congress, after Congress agreed with me that I was mistreated, that I was abused by my supervisors, that I was punished for praying in Jesus' name, and Congress rescinded the bad policy to restore the right of chaplains to pray in Jesus' name. My supervisor had sour grapes, and so he went out on some atheist blogs, including Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and he began making false claims about me. So there's two more lawsuits I need to engage in, but I just haven't had the time to start that. Americans United has lied about me and defamed me. My former supervisor, Chaplain Norm Holcomb, has lied about me and defamed me. Chaplain Holcomb said on the Americans United blog, He was never told that he could not pray in Jesus' name. Well, that's easy to disprove, because, Peter, I have right here an audio clip of that same man, Chaplain Norm Holcomb, telling me that if I pray in Jesus' name, I would be punished for disobeying my commanding officer.
Chaps, I understand you have tape of that on the website, but it's probably going to come off jarbled on our show. So what we'll do is I'll ask you to say what he said, and then if people want proof of it, they can go to your website. So what did your former supervisor say?
Well, the exact quote is, Chaplain Klingenschmidt, are you going to go pray at this? Yes. Are you going to pray in Jesus' name? Yes. You can't go. If you do go and you pray in Jesus' name, you can be punished, because it is the CO's call. It is the CO's call. So that was how Chaplain Norm Holcomb directly explained to me, Chaplain Klingenschmidt, the brand new Navy policy, for which I was later punished for disobeying the same bad policy that was rescinded by Congress when I was vindicated for taking a stand and praying in Jesus' name. I did stand outside the White House in my full dress uniform on a Thursday morning, and I prayed in Jesus' name on national television. The Navy said I couldn't do that unless I was inside of a Sunday chapel. So I violated that bad policy. I demanded my own court-martial. I was found guilty of violating the Navy policy. The judge never considered the uniform regulations. Navy uniform regulations specifically authorize chaplains to pray in Jesus' name, to wear their uniform during any act of public worship.
Okay.
So that was disregarded, and the bad policy was enforced against me. Thank God Congress rescinded the bad policy.
Yes, thank God, Chaps, and you're out there now doing God's work on a number of issues, but mainly standing up for Christians' right to express their faith in the public square. We're talking to Chaps Klingenschmidt from PrayInJesusName.org. I'm Pete LaBarber with AmericansForTruth.org. We'll be right back in a minute. To Americans for Truth Hour. I'm Pete LaBarbera with Americans for Truth about homosexuality with John McCartney, our research analyst at AFTA, and Chaps Klingenschmidt, who is with Pray in Jesus' Name. Chaps, I want to quickly get to the second half of that twisted bio by homosexual activist Joe Jervis, who said Klingenschmidt, quote, Klingenschmidt has also issued, quote, imprecatory prayers, unquote, calling for God to kill the leaders of the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, unquote. So what's that all about, Chaps? Are you praying to kill people?
Heavens no. That was never said. It's never. There's no evidence. The words kill or death are never on my website. What I did pray on my website was a quote directly from Psalm 109. I said, God bless Mikey Weinstein, God bless Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Cut off their descendants and let their days in office be few. In other words, remove them from their place of responsibility and replace them with godly leaders. I gave a direct quote from the Bible. I'm guilty of nothing else but quoting the Bible in a prayer to God. And they took offense to that. They filed a lawsuit. They said he can't pray to God by quoting the Bible. We need a judge to stop him from doing that. Because we feel like our lives are in danger when he prays to God for our days to be few. In other words, now suddenly we've turned the atheists into God-fearing men. Suddenly they're afraid that God might take their lives. It's funny, they didn't believe in God a few minutes ago, but when somebody starts to pray Psalm 109, they get offended. So,
well, it's sort of like a guy. It's sort of like a guy who rejects God, and then he, all of a sudden some calamity happens, and he yells out Jesus. He's calling out to God, even though he doesn't recognize that in his mind. Chaps, you know, we're used to homosexual activists and atheist activists lying. Joe Jervis happens to be both, and he is a liar extraordinaire. I mean, he calls me Porno Pete, and that's the smear name for me. And, you know, it's interesting to me that the homosexual lobby talks about how, you know, the bullying legislation, and we have to watch against the dehumanization of gays, and yet they're completely comfortable with dehumanizing and cyberbullying, as it were, with their websites and demonizing their critics. You know, it's they're such hypocrites. It's unbelievable.
Well, somebody needs to set them straight. If there's a radio listener who's a good lawyer out there, give me a call because I'm in the market to set this straight.
Yeah, and Chap, since you are a chaplain, I did bring a verse. I want, before we get on to the homosexuals and the military issue, I wanted to you to give your interpretation of this, because it seems that there are so many of people on the other side of these issues. And I'm quoting Proverbs 16:25 from the NIV Bible. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Could you comment on that, Chaps? Because, you know, we don't want bad things to happen to people, but there are results, there are consequences for the way people choose to live.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, it's a very sobering scripture. So many people think that they're on the road to, you know, health or happiness or good things when they die, or even just that they're going to die and be buried in the grave and nothing else will come of that. But there, that's really a deception. We need to hold up a stop sign and say, hey, think about what you're doing here, because when God sits on the throne of judgment and you meet him in person, he's really only going to ask you one question. Did you know my son, Jesus Christ, and was he the Lord of your life? And if you answer no to that, there will be death and destruction. There is, you know, not that we're causing that, not that we're praying for that. God doesn't want that. We don't want that. We want people to repent so that they have eternal life. We really love you. We want your best interest at heart, and we want you to have all of the wonderful joy and forgiveness of sins, not only in the afterlife, but in this life. There can be freedom. There can be joy. You can have the peace of knowing, you know, less worry, less anxiety, of knowing that you're right with God and go to bed with a clear conscience.
All right, Chaps. Now, John had a good question. We were talking off the air. John McCartney, research writer for Americans for Truth, about chaplains. And this whole question of if homosexuality is celebrated in the military, and we're down that road now, I believe you're going to see more sexual advances, fraternization, et cetera, in the military. And John, you had a good question about that, of the role of chaplains in hearing the complaints of those things.
Chaplain, based on my military experience, which was only 18 months on active duty, but I did have contact with two chaplains. I think I was an 18-year-old just out of my first year of community college, and I wasn't subject of any homosexual advances. But as I think about my mindset at the time, had I been subject to such, I believe I would have gone to the chaplain rather than to my commanding officer, platoon officer, whatever, because it would seem to me to be like snitching, whereas I would be repulsed, and I think I would have gone to the chaplain. And I think these rules about fraternization and sexual advances and all, I don't think they're going to be enforced effectively. And I think the chaplains will be the ones that will be hearing complaints and so forth. And I don't know what kind of restrictions they will be under as far as reporting, you know, to the commanding officer. But that's the way I think if there's going to be any recourse for a young a sailor or a Marine, male or female, who's subject to sexual advances, the chaplains will hear about them first, and maybe that the only ones who will hear about them, and the ball will be in their court. I don't know what you think about that.
Yes, well, I encourage any soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine who is persecuted by what is going to be really a blitzkrieg of open homosexual aggression in the military, to go to their chaplain. The chaplain can help you, because the chaplain has two things. Number one, he has confidentiality, 100%. If you want to talk privately to the chaplain and don't go to the commanding officer, you can talk privately and never have your secrets leave the room. And number two, the chaplain has access to the religious protection regulations, which now that open homosexuality is flagrant and it's going to be open, you're going to be forced or demanded to share common sleeping quarters, to share two-man tents, to share open shower bay facilities with people who are ogling you and people who are professional, you know, peeping toms, really. If you don't want that, you should go to the chaplain and request a religious exemption. Now, that's going to put the ball in the court of the commanding officer to choose. He's going to have to weigh the rights, the religious rights of a Christian soldier against the homosexual rights of someone who's ogling you in the shower. And I think, hopefully, the Christian will have safe protections. We don't know yet, and that's why I'm concerned. The regulations are being written now because the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal in Congress was very broad language. It just said, you know, go ahead and allow this, and Pentagon, you write your own regulations. So now the Air Force is writing regulations, the Navy's writing regulations, the Marines and the Army are writing different regulations about who is going to be protected and whether the Christians are going to have any rights in the military anymore. So we're waiting to see if those regulations come out in favor, but the chaplain on your command will be the expert and will offer you the protection you need.
And, Chaps, that happened in your experience? People came to you?
Yes. There are all kinds of religious needs that soldiers and sailors have. For example, my Jewish sailor needed the right to eat kosher food. And when you're out on a ship for 6 weeks and you don't have kosher food, the poor kid lost, you know, 20 pounds because he just would not eat the food that was provided to him because it was not kosher. So we fought for him and I went to bat for him. At risk of my own career, I, you know, battled with headquarters to make sure kosher meals were provided on the ship just so the kid could eat. So it is the chaplain's job to go to bat for the rights of Christian or Jewish or any kind of religious accommodation that you need, the chaplain is supposed to be allowed to help you. The question, though, Peter, is since Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed, and now the new policy in the military is the LGBT law, the lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual law, which is going to be forced on the military against their will. And when 71% of our troops have already declared they are not going to share open shower facilities with someone who is openly homosexual, they are going to complain to the commander or the chaplain. They said in the survey, 71% of the troops are not going to share showers. There's going to have to be a lot of religious accommodation going on. The question is, will the new Pentagon policy that implements repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and enforces the LGBT law, will that have a strong religious accommodation component? I'm afraid it might not.
Okay, John's got another question for you, follow-up, and then we'll have to go to the break because we only got 50 seconds.
Chaplain, I happen to be reading in the religious press that the Navy has been recalcitrant with Catholic chaplains who are required to retire at 62, but they've been asking for waivers because there is a very acute shortage of that particular denomination's chaplains. So maybe there's a link here that we're stumbling on between recourse to the chaplain and chaplains disappearing from that particular denomination, disappearing from the Navy because they can't be replenished and there are no extension being allowed.
Chaps, we'll wait to answer that after the break. I'm Pete LaBarbera with Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. AmericansForTruth.org. We'll be right after the break.
Are you sick and tired of homosexuality and gay marriage being celebrated by the liberal media and popular culture? Do you worry about the radical gay agenda being pushed on young children in schools? Are you worried that the gay movement will destroy America's religious freedoms? And are you offended that Christians are called bigots and homophobes just because they agree with God that homosexual behavior is wrong? Americans for Truth About Homosexuality is a single-issue group devoted to exposing and fighting the gay agenda. They are not about hate, but love for God's truth. They are Christians, so instead of celebrating homosexuality, they lift up the many ex-gays who have left it behind and now lead godly lives through Christ. But Americans for Truth needs your help. The gay lobby has lots of money, power, and media support, but it lacks truth. Please help keep this show on the air and educate America about the dangerous goals of this anti-Christian movement. Make your tax-deductible gift online today at AmericansForTruth.com. That's AmericansForTruth.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Americans for Truth Hour. I'm Pete LaBarbera with Americans for Truth about homosexuality, in the studio with John McCartney, our research analyst, on the phone with Chaps Klingenschmidt, former chaplain, former Navy chaplain, pro-family activist, strong advocate for Christians. And Chaps, answer that question. Basically, we're talking about the potential depletion of chaplains in a number of denominations if these, if it turns out that there is an oppressive environment for people telling the truth about homosexuality in the armed services. What do you think is going to happen, and how are you going to protect the chaplains?
Well, chaplains are already under fire, Peter. They're already being silenced. We have reports now, just before and since the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that chaplains are being told just to, if you don't like the policy, then just quit the service and get out, because you have to embrace this homosexual sin of a lifestyle if you want to get along with the new Navy. I don't think that's the right answer. I think the Pentagon and Congress need to enact strong religious protections. We're going to be firing up a new fax campaign to Congress at our website, which is PrayInJesusName.org. And if you sign that petition, we will fax your petition to all 100 senators, all 435 congressmen instantly, saving you a lot of time standing in a fax machine. And we are going to demand that chaplains are protected, that their right to pray in Jesus' name is protected, their right to oppose homosexual sin is protected, not only inside the chapel, but outside the chapel, even on a Thursday morning in front of the White House in uniform, if that is deemed necessary. As that right was denied to me. But to answer John's immediate question, yes, there was, I think, a case about Catholic chaplains being offered extensions for age up into their 80s. We had active duty military chaplains who were Catholic priests who were up to 80 years old, and they were still, you know, getting pensions and all that. That was not extended to Protestant chaplains. Ironically, there was a lawsuit. The Rutherford Institute represented Protestant chaplains, said, hey, we want the same privileges, and they threw that case out of court. But now it seems like the Navy may be at least establishing some equality between Protestant and Catholic chaplains to either allow them both to extend their age or at least set the same age limit for both groups.
Well, Chaps, how do you see this playing out? I am a little bit dubious about the Republican Party, the Republican-led Congress. It seems that conservatives across the country are rallying for the repeal of Obamacare. But where are the secular conservatives and the Republican leaders when it comes to repealing this awful move to homosexualize the military?
Well, that's going to be a big problem here. There is already an Army Lieutenant Colonel who has been relieved of command, shall we say, because he said, I am not going to train my troops that homosexuality is okay. And the Army just relieved him of command. There's big stories about it on WorldNetDaily.com. And they're already, the purging has begun, let's say. Any Christian commander, any Christian chaplain who takes a stand and says, I don't support the president, because I don't support homosexual sin, they're going to be drummed out of the service. The purge has only begun, and we're going to see trials, we're going to see protests, we're going to see Christians being, you know, proverbially now, fed to the lions, as it was in my case. Anytime you take a stand against the military policy, you're standing up against a pretty big machine, and you better have a really good lawyer, because they're going to come after you with their fangs.
Chaps, did I exaggerate when I said that this move to homosexualize the military will create the world's largest pro-homosexual agency? That's what the Pentagon's going to become.
Yeah, that's not a stretch, and it's scary when they have weapons. They'll be able to force their will not only on people around the world, but on the American people. When God removes his spirit from the Christian presence in the military, there will be no conscience. And when you have a military with no conscience, then you have a military that's ready to turn against its own citizens. I'm not predicting that in the immediate future, but in the distant future, when the Bible predicts the time of the Antichrist who rises up to persecute the Christians, you know that guy is going to have a pretty strong military, and I bet it'll be populated with homosexuals who want to persecute Jesus Christ.
Well, it is interesting, chaps, that the homosexual activists have this driving need to censor their opponents. You know, whatever happened to the idea that if an idea is a bad idea, it will die on its own accord? Here you see GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, now has orchestrating a campaign to pressure CNN not to include people like yourself, like myself. They would call the anti-gay industry, chaps, and they're in a campaign to encourage CNN not to even have somebody from the other side, saying that this is going to create a climate of hate and all this. It's that conscience, I think, deep inside, that they know somewhere deep inside that this is a sinful behavior, and they want to squelch the expression of truth towards that lifestyle. It's just fascinating how everywhere you see gay rights, you see this pressure to try to not, of course, not every homosexual activist. You have libertarian homosexual activists who you know, fully, say dissent is good and everything. But the leading activists, and especially in Canada and England, you see this censorious push. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you, Peter. I'm concerned. I did see a petition, and it was circulating amongst the homosexual community, to ask CNN to ban Peter Sprigg, our dear friend from the Family Research Council, who was invited to speak on CNN in the debate about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and said, you know, a lot of soldiers believe that homosexuality is a sin. And boy, did that raise a lot of red flags in the homosexual community. The demons inside of them don't want to hear the word sin, because if they admitted it was a sin, they would have to repent. And so what we need to do as Christians is to say that word over and over and over again. Don't be afraid. And maybe we should petition CNN to allow us to speak the truth, even on their network, and be part of the debate. Thank God they have not yet censored or removed.
Yeah, but the reality is a lot of networks have, chaps, and a lot of media have, and GLAAD is trying to do a mop-up operation here. But I hope ridiculous proposition is exposed for what it is. It's just they are afraid of opposing ideas. Long ago, they fought the ad campaign. I don't know, chaps, before you were even you were back there when you were a chaplain, there was an ad campaign featuring prominent former homosexuals, and GLAAD and fellow homosexual activists worked to pressure media not to run those ads. And so you've hit on something here, chaps. The word sin often is not used in this debate. A lot of the public policy groups kind of want to shy away from even saying the S word, as it were, sin, because, you know, hey, let's just deal with practical arguments. But you're saying there is value, because it reminds us all this is a moral debate. This is a debate about whether or not a certain behavior is sinful.
That's right. And I think part of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is that we offer forgiveness of sins, that just because you're a homosexual doesn't mean you can't go to heaven. You can go to heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. As I explained in detail on our previous recording, if anyone's listening to this part two of this interview, go back and listen to part one of this interview posted on Peter's site, when I talked about the exorcism of a young lesbian sailor.
Yeah, they didn't like that. The gay activists didn't like that, chaps.
The devil doesn't like it when he's cast out of a person's body and the person comes up straight and starts dating boys. Because now the devil is uncomfortable when he's outside of your body. But when the devil's inside of your body, you're the one who's in torment. Most of the homosexuals that I know are just extremely unhappy. The word gay is a misnomer. They're the most unhappy group in the world, because when the devil is manifesting inside of them, the devil is content and peaceful, and the person is in torment.
But, you know, chaps, this thing with the sinful, you know, you've got two issues that you've raised. One is the sin factor, the moral beliefs of the soldiers. The other one is the privacy concerns, whether you're a believer, whether you're an atheist soldier. If you are a normal heterosexual male, why should you have to shower with men who are defining themselves as sexually attracted to other men? The only analogy you could make for that would be forcing men to shower with women or women to shower with men, which I don't think would be even considered. And yet, why is this? In fact, the report said they are not going to impose separate facilities. They are not going to separate those. So that I thought the left was all about privacy rights, chaps.
Well, not when it comes to Christians exercising their conscience. They will do anything they can to get Christians kicked out of the military. Back in 1991, when I was first a missile officer going on underground alerts, two-man crews sitting with our finger on the button in Minot, North Dakota, waiting for the nuclear order, there was a controversy because a female squadron commander took over the missile squadron and ordered a young Christian man, a friend of mine, to go on alert with a woman. And he'd be locked underground in a capsule 24 hours with a woman who was not his wife. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I want to be assigned with a man. And he was kicked out of the military. It was really sad. He was honorably discharged. They gave him a religious accommodation. But they're going to force this now. Believe me, if you don't share a two-man tent with a man who might fondle you in the middle of the night, you, the Christian, will be drummed out of the Marines. I'm afraid for what's coming, but somebody needs to take a stand. And when they do, you and I, Peter, are going to be blowing the whistle and getting the newspapers involved. And we're going to come to the defense of those young soldiers with lawyers, and we're going to fight this battle.
Yeah, chaps, I want to talk a little bit about the politics of all this, but you're absolutely right, and we've got 30 seconds here, but, you know, it's already happening in civilian culture as well. We're seeing students are being asked to room with homosexuals, and in some colleges, there's not a provision to object for the mere reason that you don't want to room with somebody who is defining themselves as attracted, sexually attracted to the same sex. It's absurd the lengths to which this discrimination argument is going in the homosexual world. We'll be right back in a minute. Welcome back to the last segment of our second half of our interview with Chaps Klingenschmitt, who is a former U.S. Navy chaplain. He's the founder and director of PrayInJesusName.org. He's just a very productive pro-family, pro-Christian, pro-religious freedom activist. And Chaps, I appreciate you coming on the show. I want to talk just a little bit, Chaps. Well, before I do, let me say, Americans for Truth, we need donations. We need support. So we're offering right now, we have a book by the late Dr. Charles Socarides. It's called Homosexuality, A Freedom Too Far. Anybody who makes a donation of $100 or more will get a free copy of that book. It's a hardcover. It's a wonderful book. It doesn't really come from a Christian standpoint, but there's still a lot of truth in there about homosexual behavior. So go to our website, AmericansForTruth.org, and request that with your $100 gift. Chaps, let's talk just about the reality of the political situation. I asked you about the Republican Party. Does the Republican Party, do the leaders have it in them to regain, not just play defense and pick at the, you know, the sides of this issue, to go directly at the question of whether our military should be open to homosexuality? Do you think there are leaders in the party that would lead that fight?
I saw a statement this weekend by presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty. He's the governor of what state is it?
Minnesota. He was just former governor of Minnesota.
Yeah, and he came out and said he would, if elected president, reinstate Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So that's a big statement from a presidential candidate saying this is going to be a campaign issue. It is going to sort the wheat from the chaff as Republicans fight for that nomination. Now, in the U.S. Congress, I don't know if there are any leaders who are willing to take a stand for this. I've not yet seen any legislation to reinstate Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which was Nancy Pelosi's crown in her achievement as Speaker of the House. Now, today, thank God, they're having a vote to repeal Obamacare and restore the health care plan to the way it was. I think they should have another vote, Peter, and we need to fight for this in Congress, to reinstate Don't Ask, Don't Tell and put the homosexual policy back to the way it was, and also the hate crimes bill, by the way.
Yeah, I think, Chaps, you know, we know that the Republican Party, there is a huge battle coming, and I know we'll both be a part of it. We already are. The CPAC controversy, the Conservative Political Action Conference, in which there's a debate over whether a homosexual activist group called Go Proud, G-O-P, Proud, which is a homosexual activist Republican group, whether they should be allowed as a sponsor to CPAC. And I believe you've joined the boycott, haven't you, Chaps?
Yes, I boycotted. In fact, I was probably the first one. I boycotted CPAC now for 3 years in a row because when I was a chaplain, in fact, I know the leaders of CPAC personally, David Keene of American Conservative Union, and his group, so one of his staffers personally lied to me when they said I would be invited to say the invocation. And then when Vice President Cheney was going to be the guest speaker, I was going to pray before he spoke. They got a call from the Navy, and they suddenly disinvited me for dubious reasons. But I've been boycotting CPAC. I know their agenda. And now that they are forcing not only allowing homosexual sponsorships of a so-called conservative program, there's nothing conservative at all about homosexuality. It's driving a dagger in the heart of all of the real, true social conservatives who have for years supported CPAC and attended that conference. Many of my friends go to that conference, but now they're also inviting Islamists to be Republican promoters of Islam across America. And they're sponsoring CPAC. So that's why 45 organizations now, including Family Research Council, have pulled their sponsorship and said, we are going to boycott CPAC. We're not going to go until they clean up their act and stop thumbing their nose at the face of social conservatives.
Yeah, and we may have a presence there trying to reach out with some truth about Go Proud. You know, their agenda, Chaps, talks about federal domestic partner benefits for homosexuals. How can federal government-sponsored homosexuality, John, how can that be considered a conservative value? That's preposterous. The taxpayers don't want government-promoting aberrant lifestyles in the name of marriage. That's certainly not conserving anything important for the survival of our culture. Chaps, so are you going to go to protest or anything, or are you just going to speak out against it?
Well, here's how I have already taken action. I contacted, through my agent, Lisa DePasquale, who organizes CPAC, and I offered to buy them out. I said, listen, I'm a growing conservative Christian organization. I will sponsor CPAC for the same dollar amount that you got money from GoProud. Just send their money back to them, and I will give you thousands of dollars to buy out their position. And they said, no, we don't want you. We want them. So my hands are out of it. I'm not going to sponsor them. I'm not going to send them one dime. I'm not going to register to attend, and I'm going to recommend all my friends boycott. Although I did see, interestingly, it looks like Citizen Link, Focus on the Family Action, is a big sponsor of this organization now.
Well, they're justifying it that they're going to go in and they're going to talk about the truth inside and reach them. And I understand PFOX is doing the same thing, Parents and Friends of Ex-Gays and Gays. But, Chaps, you know, this is the battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party right here, because what will happen if the Republican Party abandons its pro-marriage, pro-family plank, and begins to promote homosexuality as an American value? What will happen to that party, Chaps?
Well, that's why I'm the chaplain of America's Independent Party. I'm not the chaplain of the Republican Party. I was a lifelong Republican, but when Senator John McCain was nominated, and he had really a dubious record on a lot of these things, thank God he's turned around in a lot of ways, but I could no longer support that. I supported presidential candidate Alan Keyes for president of the United States. In fact, I was his vice presidential candidate in New York State. Don't tell anybody, but we didn't win that election.
Yeah, you didn't come too close, but
we took a stand for principle, and that's why I think there will be a third party candidate, whether it's the Tea Party or some large organization that will replace the Republican Party. If the church ever leaves the Republican Party, they will have nobody left, because church voters came out in droves this past November. We faxed voter guides to 125,000 pastors around America, and the church vote was phenomenal with the Tea Party crowd to elect a Republican constituency in Congress. They owe us, and they better take a stand for the church, or else we'll abandon them the same way we did in 2008.
All right, chaps, you're a preacher, so I'm going to give you a minute to preach here on what is your message to the person practicing homosexuality? Do you hate homosexuals, chaps?
Oh, God, no. In fact, I took the PBS test.
What'd you get, chaps?
It's funny. I answered honestly all 50 questions, and they labeled me non-homophobic. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, I got a 42, 43, so I'm non-homophobic. You need a 51 to be homophobic, but...
I got a 48, so I'm on the edge there, but...
Well, you are just such a hater, Chaps. But honestly, seriously, though, a man comes to you, he says, Chaps, I don't want to be a homosexual. You got 30 seconds here, Chaps. What would you... Summarize what you'd tell him.
Well, there is hope, and there is healing, and there is deliverance, and there is forgiveness of sins. I myself am the worst of sinners. I was heavily into alcohol and womanizing when I was in college. I was a drunk. I was full of lust. But Jesus can deliver you. He can set you free from all that. To replace your lust with simple contentment. Wouldn't you rather be content than have all these cravings and all these desires that you really don't want, because God didn't design you that way. God designed you with love in mind, not lust. So if you will invite the spirit of love and renounce the spirit of lust, Jesus Christ will move into your heart, forgive your sins, give you eternal life, and give you freedom and hope.
We'll have to end it there, chaps, but thank you so much for being on the show. Come back to the website, AmericansForTruth.org.
This was the Americans for Truth Hour with your host, Peter LaBarbera. Tune in Saturdays at 11 p.m. to hear compelling interviews with everyday heroes on the front lines of the culture war. People who put faith and truth above the lies of political correctness. Stay informed and engaged on the issues of life, marriage, and the God-ordained family. Please stand with them as they work to make America, in the words of President Ronald Reagan, a shining city on the hill. And once again, one nation under God. The Americans for Truth Hour, Saturdays at 11 p.m. on AM 1160.